Hi friends, today we are joined by Julie Polanco, who has some tips for immersion learning in our homeschools. This is part of the summer audio blog series from Homeschool Conversations with Humility and Doxology, and I'm so glad you're here with us this week. Please take a moment to share the podcast with a friend if you've been enjoying the series this summer, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our regular season interviews, which resume in August. No matter what philosophy of education you follow in your homeschool, I know you're going to be encouraged and come away with some great tips from today's episode. Be sure to check the show notes to find out more about Julie. What if I told you that there was a way to incorporate freedom into your homeschool planning? A way to blend flexibility and a well-ordered day. Homeschool planning doesn't have to be scary. I have created a free homeschool planning guide to help you ask the right big picture questions to set your long-term homeschool goals, and it will also give you 7 simple steps to craft a peaceful, orderly homeschool plan. If you want access to this free ebook, just head to humilityanddoxology.com/homeschool-planning-guide, or just click the link in the show notes.
How to Set Up Immersion Learning Experiences by Julie Polanco. Immersion learning is often affiliated with learning a new language. You learn how to speak the language by living among those who are native speakers, right? This is how infants learn to speak. But immersion learning also occurs in other settings. Think about, we learn to cook by cooking. We learn to drive by driving, and so on. In fact, this is a way of life for unschoolers. We assume that a child will learn by doing. However, we don't always live a lifestyle conducive to this. It's easy to learn about animals and plants through farming, but what if you don't farm? What if you live in an apartment in a small city? Then we need to be more intentional about setting up these types of experiences so that our children can benefit. I had to do a lot of this since we don't farm, although we do engage in a lot of DIY urban homestead stuff. Nor do we road school or world school, although I do wish. Here are some tips for how to set up immersion learning experiences, particularly for teens. The availability of these experiences will, of course, depend on where you live, but I hope these ideas stimulate your thinking about what's possible. Many of these ideas are only suitable for teenagers because of, well, labor laws and insurance issues. Most of them do not require your participation, except for setting them up or researching them. Museums. If you live near a city, check into their education programs. Some even have special programs specifically for homeschoolers. For example, now I live in Chicago, near Chicago, very close to it. So you can, if you live near Chicago or a large city, you can check out the family and teen opportunities, for example, at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. These programs include internships, a fabrication lab, hands-on classes, learning labs, and junior science cafes. These types of experiences provide a way for kids to immerse themselves in science beyond field trips. They work on projects with other students and use real equipment to create. Also in Chicago, the Field Museum, Adler Planetarium, John G. Shedd Aquarium, Peggy Nope Art Nature Museum, the Brookfield Zoo, and many others also offer immersion learning experiences. Students get opportunities to work alongside scientists, dig deep into museum collections, use cutting-edge technology to create projects, present to the public, and teach others. If these museums offer such opportunities for teens, your local museum might too. If they don't, it doesn't hurt to propose something that is mutually beneficial. Maybe your teen can help organize the collection while the curator teaches them more about the history behind the items. Next is local businesses and veterinarians. A short veterinarian apprenticeship. My oldest daughter thought that she might like to be a veterinarian. I thought that the best way for her to get an accurate idea of what veterinarians do would be to apprentice with one. So I contacted an independent feline vet and arranged for my daughter to spend a week shadowing her. She got to witness a cat surgery and sit in on consults. My daughter loves cats, and she learned a lot during that week. That immersion learning experience convinced her that a love for animals doesn't necessarily mean that you should become a veterinarian. Local businesses. You can do this with virtually any independently owned business. What does your team want to learn about? If it's a food-related interest, that might be harder, but not impossible. Health codes usually won't allow non-employees to work at bakeries or restaurants, but sometimes you can get a backstage tour. What about graphic design, computer repair, banking? Again, maybe a tour, or other more hidden types of careers. What businesses in your area might be open to allowing your team to shadow them for a week or two? Be sure to talk to the manager or owner and tell them two things. One, highlight the skills or interests that your team already has. Talk about their maturity and their desire to explore possible careers. Next, propose a short time period, such as a week, so it is clear you're asking for minimal commitment on their part. They might say no, but they also might say yes. You'll never know if you don't ask. How about a field work or university research assistant? What if you live in a college town? Maybe you could reach out to one of the professors who just happens to be working on something of interest to your team. Go to the university website and look up the academic departments. Usually, the majors and faculty members are listed there. It lists research, faculty, and department majors under the department heading on their website, usually. Check out the research projects. Read about the faculty. Sometimes opportunities are only open to university students, but by talking directly with the faculty, you may be able to secure a week or two of an immersion learning experience for your team. It never hurts to ask. Just follow the recommendations from what I said when approaching businesses. No one wants to babysit your teen. They want to know how your teen's involvement could benefit them or how it will encourage your teen to choose that career. You could also try travel or missions as an immersion learning experience. Many churches offer mission trips to those involved in their youth ministry, sometimes even to middle school students. Take advantage of those. Don't be afraid to ask other family members to support your child's opportunity. They'll likely never get the chance to visit another country with a safe group of friends again. I've had the privilege of supporting a few of my friends' children on such trips. The stories they tell. One thing I will say about missions trips outside of your church family is to make sure you thoroughly vet the leadership and ask hard questions. Not all organizations offer the same experience. Some embrace very legalistic views on Christianity and border on abusive behavior in their training camps. Do your research and read criticisms when you do internet searches of organizations. Practice discernment and wisdom. Many, many teens have life-changing, awesome experiences, especially when they go with their church youth group friends. But if they sign up for a program independent of their church family, be careful. What about forest preserves or other nature centers? I know that not everyone lives near natural areas open to the public, but if you do, I'm sure you're aware of the benefits of outdoor play and how nature inspires new interests. Nature is the ultimate immersion learning experience. There is no better way to learn science, art, and sometimes even math and literature concepts than out in nature. But the woods are not the only natural playground. What about swamps, wetlands, rivers, oceans, lakes, mountains, deserts, open wild grasslands, and tropical areas? These too have many secrets to discover. It's worth exploring what plants and animals make these places their homes. Nature study and unstructured play come to mind for younger children, but what about our teens? Field work, the essence of scientific study, becomes the new nature study. Learning about famous scientists and their field work inspires new ways to see God's creation and study it. Ask the naturalist at your local preserve or nature center, or even a university extension office, if they offer opportunities for teens to do field work. Another one is volunteer, service work, or teaching type immersion learning experiences. Sometimes volunteering or teaching overlaps with some of the immersion learning experiences already discussed. For example, usually young people do some teaching on missions trips. And museum opportunities or business apprenticeships are often unpaid volunteer positions. However, there are other volunteer opportunities. What about volunteering at a crisis pregnancy clinic or at a nursing home? How about tutoring ESL students? Serving lunch at a homeless shelter? Maintaining gardens at a public park? Feeding and caring for animals at a rescue shelter? These experiences nurture compassion and selflessness in our teens. In fact, I feel that service in your homeschool should be a priority. Most places love volunteers, but some have a minimum age requirement. So when you call, ask about that and also ask specific questions about the exact volunteer duties too. We don't want to put our teens in uncomfortable situations. Craft fairs and other real-world projects can be good immersion learning experiences as well. Doing these really emphasizes young people doing real things in the real world. If they make quilts, stuffed animals, wooden swords, carved spoons, or other handmade items, even digitally illustrated mugs qualify. Find a local craft fair through the newspaper or online and sign up. There's usually a fee, but the experience of selling to real customers at a real event is priceless. Another way they can sell their items is through an Etsy shop. They can learn how to set up their own Etsy shop and operate an online business. What could be better? Or get them involved in 4-H so they could participate in the state fair in a meaningful way. Maybe they're interested in computer-based projects. Help them set up a website and sell their products on Creative Marketplace. Immersion learning experiences provide rich opportunities for our children to learn more about the world, the people in it, and mostly about themselves. Be sure to incorporate these whenever possible, even if you aren't unschooling. The benefits will last a lifetime.
Thanks so much for listening to the Homeschool Conversations audio blog series. I'm so thankful for each of the guests who are sharing their ideas with us this summer. Check the show notes to find more resources from today's guest. And would you please take a moment to leave a rating and review for this podcast in your app? It really helps other homeschool parents find the show. Would you like a copy of my free homeschool planning guide? Head to humilityanddoxology.com/homeschool-planning-guide or check the link in the show notes for this episode. I'm busy recording more scintillating interviews for season 6 of the podcast. But in the meantime, there are so many fabulous episodes you can catch up on this summer. Check today's show notes to see this week's podcast replay suggestions.